Good morning. Today is Tuesday, November 4th. It's election day in Jefferson City. Welcome to the News Tribune On Tap Morning Show. I'm Matthew McFarland, your host, and we've got a show chock full of local news from the capital city for you today. On today's show, we'll cover Monday night's city council meeting, early voter turnout ahead of today's election, and strained area food pantries facing the SNAP shutdown, as well as a bird flu outbreak in Missouri and rising health insurance costs in the Show Me State. The Jefferson City Council approved a resolution Monday night amending the development contract with the Missouri Association of Counties, or MAC, for 429 East Capitol Avenue, 114 Jackson Street, 115 Jackson Street, and 417 Parsons Way. The council originally approved a redevelopment agreement in September 2024 with MAC, selling the four properties for $99,000. MAC originally planned to demolish the additions at the back of the funeral home and renovate the west addition at 429 East Capitol Avenue, build a 3,000-square-foot training center at 114 Jackson Street, and use 115 Jackson for parking. The funeral home was built in 1876, previous owners built a garage addition in 1940, added a chapel to the west side in 1950, and an annex to the back in 1975. Monday's resolution states MAC will now use the addition at the back as a training annex and therefore no longer require the 114 Jackson Street Training Center. 114 Jackson Street, located directly behind the funeral home, will now become a parking lot with 18 spots. MAC will also use 115 Jackson Street for parking. That lot has 40 spaces and is across the street from the funeral home. The Parsons Way property is also located behind the funeral home, and MAC's proposal depicts trees and bollards on that tract of land. MAC Executive Director Steve Hobbs said an architect determined the structure of the addition was in significantly better condition than the association anticipated. Hobbs added MAC will still tear down the garage addition.
Early voter turnout was better than expected in Jefferson City ahead of a one-issue ballot, which residents will vote on today. More than 400 voters made their way to the Cole County Clerk's office to cast their vote early, a mark which is on par with most typical municipal elections, said Matt Musselman, director of elections for the Clerk's office. The Clerk's office projected in late October that today's election would have less than 15% voter turnout. Even with a surprising early voting period, Musselman said he expects around 10% voter turnout. Voters will cast their ballot between 6 a.m. and 7 p.m. today on whether to extend Jefferson City's 7% lodging tax until 2060. If approved, the city plans to use $11.2 million in money from the tax to help fund its $133 million conference center project. Food pantries across the River City have seen the demand for their services rise in the wake of the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, cutoff. Pantry JC said it served a record 107 families in one day recently, with an average family size of four. While Catholic Charities is limiting the amount of bread visitors can take home to one loaf per visit to ensure its supplies go further. The Salvation Army said its shelves and refrigerators are at the lowest they've seen in years, with a 25% increase in people coming into the food pantry. The charity usually gives out 1 week worth of food per visit and said it hopes to keep that level of aid despite increased demand. Spirit FM will host a food drive Thursday from 1:30 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. in the parking lot of the Samaritan Center, located at 1310 East McCarty Street, to assist the center, which serves about 850 families monthly. All area food pantries said they need volunteers and monetary donations, which they can often stretch further through ordering from their vendors at discounted rates. To see the full hours of each pantry in the city and how you can help, make sure to visit the front page of today's paper or our website at www.newstribune.com. After the break, we'll cover an outbreak of bird flu in the Show Me State and rising health insurance costs close to home. The Missouri Department of Conservation confirmed highly pathogenic avian influenza, commonly called bird flu, as the cause of several reports of sick and diseased waterfowl and raptors across the state. Both wild birds and poultry can be infected, but so far, cases in Missouri have only been confirmed among wild birds. Missouri Director of Agriculture Chris Chen said MDA is working on outreach to make sure poultry producers know about their diseases so they can increase their biosecurity, which includes protecting feed and water sources for their birds. 11 cases of HPAI have been found in Missouri since September, according to MDC's website. The most recent case was in St. Louis County, where a Canada goose was detected with the disease October 19th, while other cases have been confirmed in Crawford, Dunklin, Shelby, and St. Charles counties. Symptoms to look for in sick birds include tremors, head tilting, lethargy, loss of coordination, inability to fly or walk properly, or trouble standing upright, according to a news release. Avian influenza is also zoonotic, which means the disease can spread from animals to humans. However, human infection rates are rare. Sightings of dead geese, raptors, or other waterfowl and large birds can be reported at mdc.mo.gov/wildlife/wildlife-health. Songbirds should not be reported since HPAI has not been detected in these species, and songbirds are not considered a significant concern regarding the disease. If sickness is seen in domestic birds like chicken, turkey, or ducks, contact a veterinarian and the Missouri Department of Agriculture's Animal Health Division, which can be found at 573-751-3377. Most individual health insurance plans sold in Missouri will increase in price next year, even as customers prepare to dig deeper into their own funds to replace costs previously covered by federal tax credits. The State Department of Commerce and Insurance on Friday released the approved rates for individual plans, most of which are sold on the health insurance marketplace. One carrier, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas City, is lowering premiums at an average of 4.1% for its plans available in 30 western Missouri counties. Some plans offered by the company will see an increase of as much as 9%. Premiums will increase for the other 8 carriers offering plans in all or part of the state. And Better Health Plans, available off the marketplace in 109 counties in Missouri, will increase an average of 1.9%, while Cox Health Plans, available in 5 southwest Missouri counties, will go up an average of 30.4%. Costs for some Missourians will increase 70% or more if Congress does not extend tax credits enacted during the COVID-19 pandemic. In addition to reporting the average change, the department also provided the largest change in cost for any single plan offered by the 9 carriers. Those increases range from 6.4% for an AmBetter Health plan to 110% for a Medica plan offered in 54 counties. Open enrollment for the individual health plans begins Saturday. Consumers who purchase coverage by December 15th will have it start January 1st. Plans may be purchased until January 15th, but coverage will not begin until February 1st. The original Affordable Care Act subsidies that took effect in 2014 tied the actual cost to consumers to a percentage of their income for people earning less than 4 times the federal poverty level. Consumers with poverty level income, $15,650 for 2025 individuals, $32,150 for a family of 4, paid 2.1% of their income as premiums, sliding up 10% for households with an income between 3 and 4 times the poverty level. The enhanced tax credits put a cap on out-of-pocket premium costs for all consumers, with the highest earners paying 8.5% of their income, and those with incomes below 150% of the poverty level paying no premiums for their insurance. Only 2 of the 8 companies offering individual plans in Missouri through the federal marketplace will have plans available in every county or almost every county in the state. United Healthcare plans are available in every county in the state, and AmBetter from Home State Health plans can be purchased in every county except Clark, Lewis, Marion, St. Francis, Schuyler, and Scotland. The average monthly premium is about $755 for both the United Healthcare and AmBetter offerings, an increase of about 15% and 25% respectively. An individual with an income of $62,600 a year or more would have to pay the full premium if the enhanced credits are not extended. That means paying $9,060 over a year for the average AmBetter or United Healthcare plan instead of $5,321, an increase of 70%. When we come back, we'll cover President Donald Trump's plan to partially fund SNAP and an FBI raid in Idaho. President Donald Trump's administration said Monday it will partially fund SNAP for November, after 2 judges issued rulings requiring the government to keep the nation's largest food aid program running. The U.S. Department of Agriculture, which oversees the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, had planned to freeze payments starting November 1st because it said it could no longer keep funding it during the federal government shutdown. The program serves about 1 in 8 Americans and is a major piece of the nation's social safety net. It costs more than $8 billion per month nationally. The government says an emergency fund it will use has about $4.65 billion, enough to cover about half the normal benefits. Exhausting the fund potentially sets the stage for a similar situation in December if the shutdown isn't resolved by then. It's not clear exactly how much beneficiaries will receive, nor how quickly they will see value show up on their debit cards they use to buy groceries. November payments have already been delayed for millions of Americans. The administration said it will provide details to states Monday on calculating the per-household partial benefit. The process of loading the SNAP cards, which involves steps by state and federal government agencies and vendors, can take up to 2 weeks in some states, but the USDA warned in a court filing it could take weeks or even months for states to make all the system changes to send out reduced benefits. The average monthly benefit is usually about $190 per person. An October 19th operation in Boise, Idaho, by 200 officers from at least 14 agencies, including U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, led to 400 people detained. The raid on La Cathedral Arena struck nerves in Canyon County, which has the most Hispanic residents in Idaho and where Trump got 72% of the vote last year. 5 families interviewed by the Associated Press said officers zip-tied children as young as 11. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem denied children were zip-tied. FBI spokesperson Sandra Barker initially said no restraints or rubber bullets were used on children, but later amended that statement, replacing children with young children. 4 people at the track, and a 5th the next day, were arrested on gambling charges, while 105 others were detained on immigration violation charges. John Carter, a track security guard, said he was placed in zip ties and lost circulation in his hands before an FBI agent loosened them. Carter said officers used flashbang devices, pointed guns at people, and deployed a pepper bomb in a vehicle where someone tried to hide. And that brings us to the end of today's News Tribune on Tap Morning Show. To get your full dose of news, area events, local sports, and puzzles and games, visit our website at newstribune.com. To stay in touch with your daily News Tribune, make sure to check out our social medias at JC News Tribune on Instagram, at News Tribune on X, and News Tribune on Facebook. Also, be sure to check out our mobile app. Just search News Tribune ePaper on your Play Store or App Store. We want to hear your ideas. Tell us what you think should be on this show by emailing me at mmcfarland@newstribune.com. We'll see you tomorrow, Wednesday, November 5th, with your daily rundown of Mid-Missouri news and more. I'm Matthew McFarland. Thanks for making the NT a part of your day.